Time for the High School Report on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire, the First National Bank, and the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
We welcome in Mark Cownan from Eastern Maine Sports, who's breathing a little easier this week after a very busy stretch. Overall, how much fun did you have being back at the tournament, Mark?
Oh, so much fun. Missed it. Hopefully we don't have to go the extra year again, because you don't realize how much you miss it until you get back. I mean, it was a lot of fun and a lot of excitement.
Well, absolutely. And let's talk about some of those state championship games, and let's talk about the work of Cooper and Ace Flagg and Coach Anderson and that whole very impressive Nokomis team winning a state championship.
Yeah, and we know how talented they are, Cooper and Ace and that whole gang, that whole freshman group, but it's not easy to come, no matter how good you are, to come in from, a varsity level as freshmen and dominate like they have. We know how good they are. We heard about them and everything, and they really proved on the court. They had that one loss early in the season to Brewer, and they pretty much rolled after that. They didn't really have any competition after that game. I mean, they had a few close games at halftime, but they always pulled away in the third quarter, and just impressive all the way around.
On the girls' side, outstanding effort from Skowhegan, winning, I believe, their first ever state championship.
That's correct. And I think tomorrow we're going to hear that they have the Miss Maine basketball winner, I believe. I guess we won't know that till tomorrow officially, but I think J.C. Christopher should have that. And she's just an incredible player. She's going to Boston University, and, it's just unbelievable. I mean, she was definitely the best player in the state, I think, female-wise.
Some of the other Northern Maine teams, I almost slipped back and said Eastern Maine, some of the other Northern Maine teams that came out winners, well, let's go up to Dyer Brook, and a big weekend indeed for Southern Aroostook High School.
Yeah, everybody, kind of expected that girls team to roll, and they certainly did. What a strong group Cliff Urquhart has there, and they're not going away anytime soon. So, I think next year this time we'll probably be talking about them again. Underclassmen, and they just, Madison Russell leads the way, and strong group. But the boys team, they broke a long Forest Hills winning streak, 65 games, and they did it impressively. They shot over 50% in the first half, and they really, Forest Hills made a little bit of a run, but Southern Aroostook had such a big lead, they were able to, stop that run and just roll to that victory. Just an unbelievable performance. Hunter Burpee was very good for them, posting a double-double.
What were some of the impressive individual performances that you'll remember from the tournament?
Well, I just said, one there, Hunter Burpee for Southern Aroostook. But I want to, mention a couple girls, and, maybe not the numbers, but Meg Tracy for Herman. She was struggling out there injury-wise, and she gave it her all for the Hawks, and, and that was just impressive. And also Allison Alley in the state game for Stearns, kind of a similar situation. She hurt her ankle sometime late first quarter, early second quarter, and, it's a whole different game where she's not on the floor. She was a Miss Maine basketball semifinalist and probably the best player in Class C, and, she battled, she tried, but she just couldn't, make it at the end of the game. But, those are things, you're going to remember for a long time.
And overall, there were a few bumps in the road during the course of the season. That was to be expected. But, boy, the tournament went great, and it was certainly a strong finish, and things continue to look even better and better for those spring sport athletes. And don't want to get too excited too soon, but it certainly is trending upward.
It certainly is, Rich. I looking forward to it. I think, I pretty much think that was as normal as a season you could have. And, definitely a lot of normalcy. And going forward, it does look like we're trending upward. And I looking forward to the spring. I mean, hopefully it gets a little bit, late April, early May when it gets warmer. We'll be out there broadcasting some games, and I can't wait.
Now, when can teams begin their likely indoor practice for spring sports?
Pitches catches is actually the 21st, so a week from Monday, and then the full team practices for all spring sports be the 28th.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to that. We'll let you take a few weeks off, Mark, but we'll look forward to having you back on to get us ready to go for the spring sports season here in the state of Maine. Thanks again for all the great work you and the Eastern Maine sports crew did during this winter season, and we look forward to more of it from you in the spring.
Appreciate it, Rich. And also, you know, one last thing. Chris and Anthony have the UMaine big game covered on East Main Sports tonight also. And go Red Sox, right, Rich?
Oh, how excited are you to have baseball back?
Oh, very. You know, that was great news. Didn't think after what happened the day before that, I didn't think that was going to happen. But you know, the rich people got together, and I think actually all the things that happened, I think, are better for baseball fans too. I don't really like banning the shift, but everything else, you know, I like, and I think is good for fans going forward.
And I'm looking forward to the Sox signing Correa. That'll be nice too.
Yeah, Correa. Let's go.
We'll see what happens.
All right, have a good day, Rich.
Thank you, Mark. We'll catch you soon. Mark Candle of Eastern Maine Sports with us here on the High School Report on Downtown. It is brought to you by our friends at Sweats Tires, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. Buy the first. Dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community. And by the Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation.